And there's fewer people that are really out there doing what Tom and the other leadership team is doing, which is finding and helping you build your own business. And so the curve is, not only is that financial curve of what's being paid out gonna get bigger, but this organization, WealthWave, is gonna get bigger as well as you continue to bring new people in that wanna make a difference in their lives and their families' lives, but also other lives around them.
Podcasting from WealthWave Studios in Johns Creek, Georgia, this is Leadership Now, the official vision and strategy podcast of WealthWave.
It's a real honor to be here. It's amazing to look back over 17 years and think about the things we were looking at and the dreams that we were creating around a table as we were doing the acquisition and trying to put together an organization. As I said this morning's session, something that was sustainable and people could come to it and join it and be part of it and know that it was going to be there for as long as they were there, and it could be something that they allowed them to create. Great opportunity, not only for themselves, but really a great opportunity for their families. And build a business, not by themselves, but with the support of great teams and people like Tom Matthews and Bill Mitchell and all the other successful leaders. So it's an amazing company. When you see the numbers that Tom put up there, about $723 million paid out in 2017. I'm not sure we probably imagined that big of a number back then, but we knew we were going to have the opportunity to do great things. And with the leadership team we put together at World Financial Group, I think the success just continued to go after some of us like Edie and myself left. And I love to look back. It's exciting times to see where you're going, but I love to look back and agree with Tom's earlier statement. You know, great organizations have great history. And you don't want to forget about the history. In my opinion, it's something you want to always remember. Where did we come from? Because those are going to be valuable lessons and a valuable organizational structure that allows you to see where you're going. And if you look at the great history, you'll see a great future. And I think the future gets brighter and brighter. We were talking this morning, and as you think about and look at the opportunity that you have in this business, there are fewer and fewer people doing what you have the chance to do, which is go out and help families plan for their family's financial future. So you're not only helping others, but you're helping yourself at the same time because you're building a business. And there's fewer people that are doing that today than probably ever in the history of this country. And there's fewer people that are really out there doing what Tom and the other leadership team is doing, which is finding and helping you build your own business. So the curve is, not only is that financial curve of what's being paid out going to get bigger, but this organization, WealthWave, is going to get bigger as well as you continue to bring new people in that want to make a difference in their lives and their families' lives, but also other lives around them. You know, it's as you look back again, Edie referenced all the paperwork. Edie Craig, who was on this morning's session, she was our chief administrative officer for a lot of years at World Financial Group. When we came in, it was all paper. And you imagine today you have over 70,000 agents and trying to deal with paper around 70,000 agents. That's a lot of agents that are having an impact on a lot of people's lives. But the technology movement has been terrific, and it sure allows a faster opportunity for growing your business as well. You know, and you have 70,000 agents currently with over 3.5 million families touched. Again, a big number of people being touched and supported that would have been left behind if it wasn't for World Financial Group. Those families are touched because people care about middle income. They're not just chasing the wealthy clients, but they're taking care of people like where I grew up and how I grew up. Small town, poor kid on the wrong side of the tracks, given an opportunity. We got to talk to anybody and everybody who has a dream and wants the ability to do something for themselves and their families, and is willing to pay the price and go do the work that's required, and wants to help others. When you have those kind of dreams and thoughts, anything can be accomplished at World Financial Group. You know, again, it's fun to be back, and I feel honored to have the chance to have done this morning's presentation with Tom and Edie and Kim. That was very rewarding. But it's also fun to look back and think about, as Tom asked this morning, you're sitting around the table. Talk to me a little about the dreams that we had at World Financial Group, and we did have big dreams. You know, in 2001, we believed, because of the foundation that was built prior to the start of World Financial Group by Hubert Humphrey and his leadership team, we believe we could do amazing, great things. And we dreamed about them. And what's fun now is looking back and realizing that the dream is being lived out every single day. These leaders that Tom showed with that young guy in the middle who isn't young anymore, me, they all lived out an amazing dream. I mean, they're still living it today. And it's fun to see that and to be part of it. And again, to come back and get to reflect on it. What's even more fun and exciting is last night listening to Tom and visiting with Tom about the dreams about tomorrow. You know, that was a dream 17 years ago that we get to watch being lived out today. What's your dream about that you get to look back 17 years from now and say, I got to live out my dream too? Because World Financial Group is a place where you can live out your dreams. Your dreams can be accomplished here because of the leadership team, because of the systems and the processes that are in place. If you're willing to dream big dreams and go work for them, they can be accomplished here. You got people who care about you, and you're wanting to do the right things. You're wanting to make a difference in other people's lives. So, you know, as I used to have a chance at red carpet days to challenge people, I would always challenge them to dream big dreams and then come work hard with them. Come work hard with the leadership here at WealthWave. Follow the systems. Align yourself with your leaders, and you'll achieve great things. And you'll make a difference in people's lives, and you'll get rewarded and recognized for that. Dreams are amazing. So it's exciting to see what's been accomplished, but, you know, really it's more exciting to see what will come and what is coming with this organization. I appreciate the opportunity to have a chance to say hello, revisit some of my history and fondness of what we did back then. But more importantly, it's really exciting to see where the organization is going and the great things that you'll all achieve as you continue to move forward and dream big. Thank you very much. I appreciate your time.
Thanks for listening to Leadership Now, the official podcast of WealthWave. If you like our show and you want to know more, check out wealthwave.com/podcast, or you can leave us a review on iTunes. Join us each week as we talk about the topics you'll need to help you grow as an entrepreneur and succeed in the financial business with WealthWave.